Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, once again it's time for the power of Pentecost. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. We welcome you to a time of worship and praise. We like to refer to it as a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord, a time when you can sing along with us and pray and follow in the Word of God. Just have a time with other believers as we look to Christ. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, yes, we're praising the Lord today for the strength. Jesus said, all power in heaven and in earth is given to me. And He told us in Zechariah, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. We serve an all-powerful God. Hallelujah. The devil is no match for Him whatsoever. The devil is a defeated foe. He may not act like it, but he's a defeated foe. We've already read the last chapter in the book. Praise the Lord. Let's just worship and praise the Lord and ignore the devil and move forward in Jesus' name. Going to Acts 17:25 for the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. God hath made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though He needed anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Again, wonderful words of life on the broadcast service today. I'll give you some contact information at the very end. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We're going to page 181 in the Holiness Hymns of Praise. Clap your hands and sing with us on a church favorite, Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God.
Sing it now.
Standing on the promises.
Standing.
Standing on the promises of God. My Savior, standing.
Standing.
Standing on the promises of God.
Hallelujah. And of course, we're standing on the promises, not just sitting on the premises. Some folks are content to just sit on the premises, but it's more secure and scriptural if you'll stand on the promises. Hallelujah. Going to the precious promise today from 2 Corinthians 3:5. He says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Reminds me of the song, I cannot make it by myself. I need the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer today. Let's pray for our churches, our next services. Let's pray for revival to break out and many to be saved before it's too late. Shall we pray? Father, we're so thankful today that we have realized that our sufficiency is of God. And Lord, we're just so thankful today to realize that you made the world and all things therein. Lord, we're just so thankful that you're the Lord of heaven and earth. You don't dwell in temples made with hands, and you're not worshipped with men's hands as though we needed anything. But Lord, we see here that you give to all life and breath and all things. Oh, Lord, these promises are so wonderful as we pray, and it gives us just more insight into you and your word, and it makes our faith stronger. We're gaining strength as we wait in your presence. Lord, we're being filled with the Spirit over and over again. We're a mighty army marching on to victory. Lord, I pray you'll use this service for the glory of God. I pray today, Lord, that we'll connect with you with this prayer. Our faith will be strong, and everyone that's joined with us today, Lord, as we pray for our churches and our services, we pray for souls to be saved. We pray that your word will go forth, even with our missionaries and others that carry the gospel, even through radio, internet ministries, TV ministries like this. Lord, let the word of God go forth and expound, and someone's heart be touched. Lord, if just one person gives their heart and life to the Lord today, it'll be worth it all, worth all the effort, Lord, that I've done and every other ministry in the world has done. It will be worth it all. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Have your way in our hearts and lives, we pray. Bless this service and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed.
Hallelujah. Well, we trust that the Lord is blessing you and hearing and answering your prayers and ministering to you. If you'll stay tuned to the end, I'll try to give you some contact information then, not interrupt the moving of the Holy Spirit with a commercial. Let's just continue to worship the Lord. Just close your eyes. If you're not driving, if you are driving, you pull over on the side of the road. Let's just close your eyes and slip up a hand, and let's just praise him today for what he's done for us. Here's one entitled, Is That the Lights of Home I See? Oh, think about it today. Just visualize while you're meditating the lights of home.
My soul cries out, oh Lord, how long till my toiling ends and you call me home? Since I've caught a glimpse of my home in the sky, nothing in this world keeps me satisfied. Is that the light of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Lord standing high on heaven's balcony. If that's the lights of home, it's a welcome sight to me.
Hallelujah. Oh, do you see the lights? You see how bright and shiny they are? It's the lights of home.
Seems I can hear the redeemed all sing with harps of gold and a thousand strings. Earth holds no charm when I hear their song. Sweet Beulah land, my home, sweet home.
All right, let's sing it now. Is that the light of home I see?
Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the lights of home, it's a welcome sight to me. Is that the light of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the lights of home, it's a welcome sight to me.
Hallelujah. There won't be anyone there that has any vision problems. We'll all see the lights of home. And the great part about it is we won't need the sun by day nor the moon by night, because Christ is the light of that city. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and you've been worshiping with us on the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. Lord permitting and providing, we're here each day at this same time, each weekday. Send any mail to the power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
Is that the light of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea.